break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Tim, say, there is power in the name of Jesus.
Welcome to Swag Talk. This is Spring, Laura, and my special guest, Dee. Let's start this with a prayer. Lord, I just ask that you open our hearts, open our minds, and receive you, Lord, and just get our message there to the people that needs to hear this. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Dee. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
That's good. Flora, how are you?
I'm fine.
That's good. Everybody's had a wonderful day?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Looks like I have a caller on the phone. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Simeon, that's worse.
Simeon, oh yeah. That's,
Hi, Simeon.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, a little cold.
A little cold. Nothing.
Yeah, I have a cold.
Oh, you have a cold. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in since you couldn't make it in, but thank you for calling in. So, as you know, today we're talking about the police brutality that's going on in our streets amongst us women, men, children, youth, everything. You had something to say about regarding that, Simon? Can you give me a little history of you? What's on your mind?
Well, you know, my background is I'm an ex-gay member out of Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the police brutality, you know, there's not enough people to really get on the case of what's going on.
You're right.
How? Because it needs to be in every city to have a voice that wrong is wrong.
You're absolutely right.
You know, and the churches, you know, and the Muslims, you know, all black leaders are comfortable in their temples.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know they caught up in what they caught up in, but the bottom line is, you know, we have children.
Yes, we do. And we're trying to reach those children and save those children. You're absolutely right. Dee, do you have anything to say regarding that?
Well, regarding that, first we have to start with our own selves. We have to stop the brutality amongst ourselves. We have to be able to accept that, okay, he's a Muslim. That's his belief. That's his way of life. He's a Christian. That's his belief. That's his way of life. He's a child of Israel. That's his belief. That's his way of life. He believes in the Moorish ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's their belief. That's the way of life. And instead of us trying to say that my way of life and belief is better than yours, we need to just come to the fact and accept a person for who they are and not for what they want to be. Because the only way we can stop the brutality is stop training our kids to be little boo-boo on the block. That's the only way we're going to stop that. Because if you steady telling having your son glorify you as big boo-boo and he little boo-boo, then the police brutality is going to continue. That's like they say to take over the government, the things that's going on. We're training our kids to be congressmen, doctors, lawyers, the ones that state the laws and make the laws.
You're absolutely
that's
right.
The only way we're going to overcome. We can't beat force with force.
No.
Because myself, I come from the streets and I have a military background. I'm a veteran. And you're not going to beat the beast at its own game. The United States has never been beat in a straight-out physical force battle.
Right.
And you're not going to beat that. You're not going to beat the police at that. They train and exercise for this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This all they want us to do it's come at them physically, so what? We can enslave the people. It'll go to, it's already harassing enslaved, but then we'll be back in enslavement.
Right, right.
I agree
100%. Well, you know, I appreciate you calling in. We have another caller that's waiting. So we will, when you get over that cold, we will be looking forward to seeing you here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Flora,
yeah.
LS,
yeah.
You have anything to say?
No, I agree with
D?
The gentleman next to me.
Go ahead.
It starts with ourselves.
It does. You're absolutely right.
The violence amongst ourselves needs to come all the way down, seize it, stop it.
Okay. Hello?
I can't hear you guys. Hello?
Well, hello. This voice sounds very, very
too familiar.
Very familiar.
Bubbles.
Hello, Bubbles.
Yes, this is me.
This is you. We miss you here. We miss you. We can't wait to see you tomorrow.
I was on time.
And
I miss you guys too, but I had to go see the husband and my friend Renee got married. Say hi, Renee. You're on the radio.
Well, congratulations.
Say hi.
Thank you. Hi.
And congratulations.
Congratulations.
So much, God, you all.
Bubbles.
Yes.
So since you're not here with us, what do you have to say about that? We have our special guest, D, that's in here with us, of course. So, hello.
D, you made it?
Yes, I made it.
What you doing about Robert?
You're such a blessing. I need you guys to take care of my babies. I need them to know how to legalize their hustle.
Yes.
So we don't have as many of them going to prison and dying to the street. And please, so many of them are calling in asking about, well, they're having problems with law enforcement. How can they handle situations where they won't get hurt and killed because so much police brutality is going on? Just feed them and show my babies love while I'm not there.
Right. Well, one of the things that I want to say is it does start with us. And one of the things is coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is a progress. And working together is a great success. So if we can get that done, I believe that we can get a lot of things done. And what Dee said, and I'm not going to say any names, but you're absolutely right, Dee. You know, we have to stop calling our sons, our daughters, whoever, little such and such, you know.
Right.
That was brought, I heard that once towards a family member. Oh, young such and such. No, that's not his name. His name is Edgar, Jane, Doe, whatever, but his name is not little such and such. So we have to teach them that. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
And I got
in and out.
Okay, as far as the harassment, a lot of people don't know once they come out of prison, they still have rights.
Yes.
Just because you walking down the police and you ain't did nothing to police, okay, he doing his job. It's such things, if you're on paperwork, it's a compliance search.
Yes.
But when they pull up, throw up gang signs at you, call you out your name, boy, disrespect you, you still have a right as a human being to walk right in that station and file a citizen's complaint because you are a citizen no matter what.
No matter what.
And once that complaint goes in and that paperwork is filed, it's a process to go through. But we got to stop being scared to use the system against the system.
You're absolutely right. Well, Bubbles.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a caller. We can't wait to see you. Huh?
I am the caller.
we have another. Okay. What were you going to say? Bubbles.
Okay. Tell everybody I love them. I'll see you when I come home.
Love
Thanks
you.
So much. Special guest in the studio.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye.
Bye. Safe travels.
Safe travels. Exactly. Because we did need those safe travels. Hello? Okay. Well, I was very interesting while we're waiting on our next caller to call in. Well, actually, okay, I guess they fell off. Anyway. Okay. Anyway, so I was, like I was saying, it was very interesting to me that I had done some research, and in the Huntington Post, it reported between 2008 and 2012, citizens filed hundreds of complaints alleging brutality, bias, and civil rights violations by officers in more than 6 police departments in central New Jersey. That is alarming. That is really alarming. But then it says, however, it adds that only 1% of these complaints, 7 percentage points below the national average of 8%, were upheld by complaints against their colleagues. That was very interesting to me to read that. Hello? Hello? Hello, are you there? I guess might have dropped. Didn't hear him. But anyway, let's continue the conversation. Flora.
Yes.
LS. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But you know what? That goes back to what you were just saying. Those names are hood names, are nicknames and things like that. Yeah, I addressed Bubbles as Bubbles, but guess what? Bubbles didn't get that name from the streets. Her daddy named her that. So therefore, I call her Bubbles because mm-hmm. that came from her. That was what her dad gave her. So it's a difference.
It's a difference, yes, when you have a family name.
When you have a family name, exactly. So that's why sometimes I keep on saying.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Floor, because that's, no, that's when we talk fine. To each other, that's how we talk to each other as, you know, I don't call her LS. She's no, yep, that's her name, but I call her Flora. So, Flora,
yes, ma'am.
What do you have to say? You had something to say about this.
About what?
About what we're talking about in general.
The statistics?
Mm-hmm.
It is alarming. And I feel like we have to do more than just submit the complaints. And
Hello?
Stuff.
We have a caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how y'all doing? This is the show.
Hi, Sister Soldier. Welcome. Glad you called in.
Thank you. How y'all doing?
We're blessed. We're blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed. That's always a good thing.
It's always a good thing. Exactly. So, Sister Soldier, did you hear? You hear what we're talking about today? Don't you?
Well, actually, I was trying to tune in, but I think it's my phone. So, if y'all can catch me up real quick.
Well, we're talking about the police brutality that's going on in our streets amongst our children, our kids, our boyfriends, you know, just everywhere. We're just talking about that. We're talking about that. And, I was reading something about the Huntington Post, what they were saying, how many complaints have been filed in the city of New Jersey just alone. And we were just talking about how alarming it is. The percentage rates is ridiculous. So you
it
have
definitely
some,
is.
Do you have something to say about regarding that? I know you do.
I got a lot to say, you know,
okay.
I don't think I can actually cover it in the time that I got, but, you know, That's a touchy subject to actually talk about.
But it's a real subject that we face and we see every day.
Well, it's hard to actually, let me see what I'm trying to say here.
Take your time.
Let me see. Of course it's a messed up thing, you know, that as far as the black community, we're going through that. I feel like our voice is not being heard enough as well either though that we
we put it out there and we saying this, that, and the third. At the same time, we always get shunned down as well. So it's like, you know, I don't know really how to deal with it. I feel like, of course, we should voice our opinion and, you know, have these certain events, you know, to let people know that this is wrong. But however, how many times is we going to be shunned down for, even though when we do voice our opinion, like,
right.
I feel like the government got a lot to do with that. You know, I don't want to really stir to that angle, but the government definitely have a lot to do with that as well.
It does. It,
you're absolutely right. Go ahead, D.
But the government does have a lot to do with it. Look at the economic balance. When had the last time have you seen the House a representative full of Republicans and the Senate?
And the Senate.
Right.
With a Democratic president. But I don't want to go into that because that's too deep. That's opening up what a lot of people don't have, the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
And us as a people, as long as we stay fighting with each other, we'll never open that third eye.
Right.
Because how can we set the standards for everything? We set the standards on music, dress, right, jewelry, fashion, mm-hmm, everything. We set the standards. The black community sets the standards. First, when we started off, it's bad. Then they take over. Look how bad they talked about sagging.
Man.
Huh? Now you look down, you walk down the street, the white boy got his pants on his ankles.
And you see it all on TV.
But it's cool.
But
skinny jeans.
But see what I'm saying? We started the fashion statement and they took it over.
Mm-hmm.
The skinny jeans. Lil Wayne came with the skinny jeans. Now everybody rocking skinny jeans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're known for if you look at history, they've came and took everything that they ever wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
What you think on that dollar that eagle is holding them olive leaves and the arrow stands for? I come in peace, but I will take what I want by force.
Strong.
Nice.
See, that's what a lot of people don't understand, that right now we're in a state of confusion with each other. And why we're stirring the pot with each other, we're vulnerable, we're weak. United we stand, divided we fall. So if I take each head sanction of black communities and turn them against each other, oh, your religion is wrong. Your religion is wrong. Your religion is wrong.
Right.
Now we got what? We can't come together. We got confusion amongst ourselves.
What were you saying, Sister Soldier?
I mean, and I agree 100%, you know what I'm saying? I definitely agree 100%. The question is, the gap, to me, I feel like, how can us as a black community come together as one? Like, why is it, like, it's a lot of questions that I have as far as, like, you know, with death. Why is it now death is so normal to people, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is it just because the black community itself can't come together as one? And I feel like I said before when I called in last week, I feel like it's a lack of knowledge for one thing, and I feel like it's a lack of leadership. You know, the whole thinking process, as far as the society, they got us, it's backwards out here.
Yes, because
the thinking process is definitely backwards.
Because you got to look what
they ain't activated.
You got to look what they use to control us: religion.
Right.
They use religion to control us.
Right.
Because
that's the main factor too.
Because right there.
But then they take it out of the schools.
If you study religion, the things that they have told you, you will come to find out it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
You'll come to find out it's a lie. Once I had to go through something in life to really get my third eye open. And once my third eye got open, it's points. And you know what I mean by that.
Right.
Everything is on a point scale. What's good or bad. And you got to look at it like this. Look how they're destroying our society, our youth now. Methamphetamine. We tried to kill them with crack. We couldn't kill them off with that.
Right.
They took and flipped it on us. So we made the drug laws to lock them up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm,
we got all the young youth on methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
And heroin. The things that was in their neighborhoods is now in our neighborhoods.
And
it's a plague, the pills.
You know.
But you look at history, Look at the generations. Look at the era you was born.
Right.
They bring it back, and they bring it back, and they bring it back, and just distribute it to us. And we're not smart enough. It goes back to training your kids and the kids. It
starts at home.
It starts at home because the strongest muscle you have is your brain. No matter what. Your brain is the strongest muscle, and we don't use our brain. We'll use it to try to get over on each other.
Right.
Other than that, what? How many parents do you actually know if right now from the age of 22 to 30 to actually have time for their kids? I put a post on Facebook at night. Kids, do you know where your parents at?
Hmm.
Not parents, do you know where your kids at?
Mm-hmm.
Because you only emulate the things that you see and you're taught.
You're absolutely right. You're 100% right on that one. Mm-hmm. Sister Soldier.
Yes, I'm still in.
Okay, well, you was going to say something. That right there is a really strong point right there. I mean, me that has 3 children, I know where they are, and they know where I'm at all times, even when I'm not at home. They know right now. They know, oh, Mommy, we going to the talk show. You know, you have to, I'm real particular when it comes to my children. You know, I don't have them around just any and everybody because they don't see it. I don't want them to see that. I don't want them to think, oh, that's cool. You know, my children very seldom even hear me curse, you know, and when they do hear me curse, they might hear me say something real, you know, subtle, but what they see in us, they're going to do. They're going to do. Mm. And go ahead.
Let me put this out here real quick, and I don't mean to cut across you, but when you said, and I mean, you look at the parents, yeah, it's part fault there, yeah, but it's not, I don't think it's fully the parents' fault as well, because
you're right. It's not.
You can train and grow your kid to the best of your knowledge and the best of your ability. Make sure they're not doing this, that, and the third. But when they leave the house, you're not always with your kids 24/7. They have to leave the crib at one point in time, either at school or going outside just to go to the store, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes them rules leave you.
And that's where common sense comes in. You know what I'm saying?
And you are Sister Soldier, you are absolutely right, because I just mentioned 3, but I have a 27-year-old. Okay, mm-hmm. So them 3 are actually, I'm the grandmother, but I'm the mama, I'm the daddy, I'm the everything. But I have a 27-year-old, and I know that he was, the things that he's doing now,
it's not
what I taught him. He turned 18, and he just got buck wild. You know, he's 27 now, and he's in jail. You know, that's not what I said.
Wow,
he didn't see me out there gangbanging or anything. He didn't know that I even had no affiliation with the streets until he probably was like 15, 14 years old, you know. So I do agree, you know, we can teach our kids and, you know, teach them, but they have a mind of their own.
They have
and
choices.
They have choices. Go ahead.
Eventually they're going to come back anyway because they're going to, doing all that experience, all the stuff that they're going through, they gaining wisdom at the same time. You really can't gain wisdom unless you go through something. You know what I mean? So it's like they're going to eventually come back and awaken in their conscience. But however, like earlier what you were saying before, that, you know, the parents, it's not always the parents for real at all, one bit, you know? Because I'm pretty sure my parents saying the same thing. Like, what happened to, you know what I mean, me and my brother? You know what I mean? So it's not always that. But eventually they come back. Sooner or later, everybody run at a different time zone, you know, a different path or whatever.
And you look at us right here, you know. I know.
But it's the path that we chose. Nobody made now one of us sit in this room, take a drink.
No.
So you got to understand, when I say you emulate the things that you see, okay, did you have kids while you was in the streets?
Right. I have no kids.
Okay,
kids.
See, that's what I say. Okay. You have to understand, as a parent point of view, if I'm still in the streets gangbanging or hustling, And I got a 7-year-old.
At home.
At home. What is he going to emulate? What is he going to see?
Mm-hmm.
What his father does.
Mm-hmm. All that back and forth, that fast living.
That fast life living. I have a 3-year-old about to turn 4. And you know what he tells me he want to be for every Halloween? He said, I want to be what Daddy was, a pirate.
A pirate. Mm-hmm.
And my son is 4 years old, and I talk to my son how me and you are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids are growing way faster with technology.
Yeah.
And they're growing way faster with technology than we ever were.
Man.
Right.
And the thing also that we must teach our kids to use, common sense. Because I know every time my mind said, don't do that, and I did it, and I got in trouble, I didn't use common sense, first choice of mine, because it's never going to lead us wrong. We all done been in a situation where your mind say, don't do it, and we do what? We bypass it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's when everything goes left.
Yeah.
Everything goes left.
You got to think twice about doing something.
Then you shouldn't be doing it in the first place half the time.
But I feel like, what's the root of that, though? When you get to the, when you actually think about it, when you get those two natures, you know, you got the way out, but then you want to take the other way. When you get to the core root of that, what do y'all think that really is, though? And I feel like that's another thing that we need to teach our kids, too.
That's what God gave us, choice.
Right.
God gave us choice, because you weigh everything on a scale when you use common sense. If I go rob this place, I can come up. That's the good side, right?
You should think so.
Okay. Now, what's the bad side? If I go rob this place and I get caught, now I got to face robbery with a gun. I got victims. And we have a choice. To either choose what's in this hand or to choose what's in this hand.
Right.
And a lot of us don't sit down and analyze the scale because we don't choose between right and wrong. We do. It's nothing wrong with teaching your kids it's okay to get out the car.
Right.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong. I will respect the person that say, man, hold on, I don't want to go on this robbery, man. Hold on, let him out the car.
Let him out,
He a man. He spoke up. He wasn't influenced. He wasn't influenced by what everybody else was doing. Yeah, he might be called a coward, a punk, a buster, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, that's later on that night, breaking news, robbery suspects, all detained. The one that got out the car like, man, I got out the car with him. For who the buster, who the sucker?
Who's smart? Who's the dummy
smart
now?
One?
Right, right. Because
they followed their first mind. And you got to understand, kids are influenced when
everything.
They leave the house. Because if they see their homeboy mom and let them run wild and do all of that, they going to do it.
They going to do it. Right.
As parents.
See, that's the other thing I was talking about, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the parents really don't even know what the kids is doing for real.
That's another thing, too. I'm going to put it out there. I mean, I was so slick at it that I used to take an extra pair of clothes to school. And when I was on the bus, I was changing my clothes, putting on what I wanted to wear. And on the bus coming back home, I took off those clothes and put the uniform back on and put the clothes up and snuck them in and out. So, yeah. And my mother did not know that for a long time.
Suspected it.
Intuition. I did it all. I took the hair down. You know, I put the bangs on, and I would come home, and she's like, "What's wrong with your ponytails?" I'd be like, "Huh?" You know. So you're right. You know these kids.
Because you got to. Me and my pops met.
And Sister Soldier, you probably get to understand what I'm talking about, can't you?
We got into it, and my pops told me to spell slick to him, and I spelled SLI. He hit me in my mouth. And know what he spelled back to me? S-L-O-W. Because anything you done did, I done already
did it. Yeah.
Man.
So we ain't really getting away with nothing.
We
can't hide anything from our parents.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm 45 years old. And if I go to Louisiana right now to my mama's house, she going to look everybody up and down, and she going to be able to tell you what your hustle is, what your work is.
What you about.
What you about, straight up and down. And mm-hmm. that's just from having that motherly eye that, okay. And then you got to also remember, birds of a feather flock together. That's a true saying.
That is a true statement. Well, Sister Soldier, we appreciate you calling, you know. You continue on calling.
And, oh, yeah, I'm going to be told then all the time. I think this is what we need for real.
Honestly
speaking, we need more of this because there's too much nonsense going on the TV that kids watching throughout the day and not getting enough education for real. So, yeah, expect me to call in every Sunday to be listening. So, like I said, congratulations to on this.
We appreciate your support, and we'll be talking to you.
All right, now. Y'all take care. God bless
you. Too.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
What?
Laura.
No.
I was going to say LS, but no, I can't say LS.
I know.
Laura.
You already said Flora.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take a break here for a second. Welcome back to Swag Talk. Once again, special guest D.
Yes.
Flora.
Hello.
And we have, let's go ahead and acknowledge.
Bobby Buck. Say
we have Bobby Buck.
He's
been real quiet today. You know, he's been getting us through this.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching y'all do y'all thing, though.
So, you know, we're just talking about not just police brutality, but we're just talking about it's a lot going on out there in these streets with our kids. And we need a lot of these platforms. And, you know, and I think it's real important. And I'm so, you know, I have to say this to Bubbles that it's real important for us women to be up here on this platform and talk about these things, because where do these kids come from? They come from us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They come from us.
I don't have any, so I can't say
But you have nieces. You have nephews.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't have any, but you still influence a lot of them. They look at you.
I just have to give that look to my nephews, and they already know I ain't going for that.
Right.
That's all. I'm not going to get it. I'm just going to give you that look.
I was looking up something, and this was really interesting. It said, killed by the police during arrest by circumstances, 2012 supplement homicide report, FBI. The U.S. population, 13% were black. 63% were white, 17% were Hispanic. All victims were 31% black, 52% white, 12% Hispanic. Not attacking when killed, 39% black, 46% white, 12% Hispanic. That makes you just like, wow.
But if you really look at statistics, they killing theirs too.
That's why I
it's either get in or get gone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you gotta understand, once you obtain the knowledge, and like me and Sister Sardu was talking about the third eye, once you come to realize that all of this has been set up and been going since the beginning of time.
Yes.
And we tricked ourselves out of our royalty. We did it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We did it to ourselves. But there's a time, that's the reason why I say we got to start training our kids to be the next lawyer. The next judge.
We have to put them in law enforcement.
Put them back
in law
where we was.
Yeah.
Right.
If you read the book, we was first. We mm-hmm. was royalty. Mm-hmm. Then they turned around and tricked us in the New Testament. You read the Bible. Because mm-hmm. they did what? They took a man of bronze skin and wool hair. Let me take my hair off. Take my thing off.
Yeah.
Took a man that looked like me. And turned them pink.
Hmm. Wow.
So that already put white supremacy above us.
Mm. Mental slavery.
Yes. That's where it starts at.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand, us as a people were slaves. What only book was you allowed to read?
Right.
The Bible.
The Bible.
Mm. My grandmother told me the first book that they handed slaves was
the Bible.
Yes.
And Buck, we were having this conversation off the air over the phone. Mm-hmm. We kind of touched on this conversation right now. So yeah, it's oh my goodness, it's alarming. You know, they were saying from April 2009 to June 2010, 5,986 reports of misconduct had been recorded. Only 382 fatalities were linked to misconduct. Only. Do you believe that?
Yeah. Because they're
5,000.
They're going to protect theirs also. If you overdo it, we can't protect
you. We can't protect it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you overdo it, if you break something, because they're taught how to use force without.
Yes. Yeah.
Without hurt or injury. They're taught how to take you now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're trained for that.
It's funny that you said that because I worked in group homes with developmental disabled adults. And one of the guys was having a bad day, you know, and we had to put him out on a 5150. And a 5150 is when you have to call for psychiatric help, backup. Well, their protocol was anytime they get one of those calls, for the police to come. Okay, fine. That's what your protocol is. No problem. They came in there, and at this time, I was the supervisor of this house. They came in there, and they were so upset with me because they wanted me to leave the room to leave the room so they can go ahead and take him down. Because, yeah, he was wild now and he was doing all that. And I was like, no, I'm not. You know, I'm in control of this house. You know, I need to know what's going on. But they wanted me to leave the room because they wanted to take him down. And I was like, no. And they were mad. I mean, they were really mad because I stood there and they had to fight and tussle and whatever. But I'm like, y'all do what y'all got to do. But I'm not leaving this room. Because now, just think, had I left that room,
they could have shot him.
It would have been real ugly.
Because they're going to put their story together. Mm-hmm. We came on a call. And
to a facility.
Self-defense.
And he got aggressive. He reached for my gun.
Mm-hmm. And they were mad. They was mad at me, but I was like, well, I'm not leaving. I am not leaving. And they were upset because they was tired. By the time they got him down and got him on that gurney, they was real tired.
You made them work.
But I made them work. You know, mm-hmm. They are trained. They don't always have to use force. It's mm-hmm. ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Flora, I want you to go ahead and say something, because you were saying something as a child. Something that happened with you with the police.
Oh, my first experience with the police. This was when I was living on Manhattan.
Right.
My parents, they were arguing, and the neighbors called the police.
Mm-hmm.
They came in there, tackled him down, beat him up, and all types, took him to jail.
Right.
And I'm looking like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
So that's when my hatred for the police started as a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
So as I got older, you know, started in the streets. Back, I was like, 14, 15. My homeboys were getting arrested. And I'm telling them, like, you guys, are you an extra force? Like, I'm going to speak up. Like, that's unnecessary. Next thing I know, I'm being slammed on top of the police car, and my whole chest was bruised.
Wow. At what age?
At 14, 15.
At 14, that's crazy.
I was in high school. I'm like, oh, no, I really hate y'all.
Well, you know, I hate to use the word. You know, I hate
dislike.
To use the word
Let me
hate,
use
you
this,
know.
Despise, dislike. You know? I've had a few incidents with the police, and it's just like, it's unnecessary.
It's unnecessary. I won't say, you know, do I dislike the police? Sometimes, because they're not all bad. You know what I'm saying? They're not all bad. You know, they are there to protect and serve. I don't know.
Harass.
You know.
And slay. If you look at Transformers, the Decepticon police car has his own star.
Yes.
It says harass and slay.
You are absolutely right. You are so right about that.
And that is some of my motto. Because how's the feds going up in the county jail and get a whole floor of sheriffs?
And the harassment is not just out here on these streets. We won't even talk about what's going on behind them walls.
Oh, yeah.
Our brothers and our sisters, what's going on
My
behind those walls.
My husband just got beat. The police, they just had a riot with the police. The police beat them up.
Yeah, so we don't hear about that. So, this right here. And go on and on and on. But like I said, I think this format that we have, you know, we're going to get some things done. SWAG, Sisters Working Against Gangs, is going to get some things done. And we want to say this, you know, is we're not disliking the gangs. We're working against the gang violence.
Right.
The violence.
Right.
And it starts with ourselves. We need to stop being so violent towards one another. We need to learn. My shirt says love. We need to love each other a little bit more.
Yes.
You know, and once we teach, and once we can get that, I think we can, you know, we can do some things. We can really do some things.
Also with that, we have to learn to love ourselves.
It starts with yourself.
Because
look
I
in
can't
the mirror.
Love nobody.
If I don't love myself.
If I don't love myself.
It starts in the mirror. Michael Jackson made it quite the song.
Yeah.
Look in the mirror. It starts right there. You have to. And you know, we have to tell ourselves that. You know, I'm worthy. You worthy.
Everyone, you have to know your worth.
You have to know your worth.
Because I'm pretty sure don't nobody want their child sitting up in prison.
Man.
Is this worth it? You know, I done been there. I done been behind the wall like, man, I'm tired. This ain't late. Nowhere.
I'm not waking up at a certain time. I'm not eating at a certain time.
Well, I want to go ahead and I hate to cut you off, but I want to go ahead and thank you for those that are out there listening, signing in. Thank you for those callers, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Tim, say it.